CUNY Radio. My name is Corey Cool, and I represent Cool University. Did you miss me? Yo, man, this is the rap podcast you need in your life. You know this. And today's show, I tell you, should be nothing short of a great show. Why? Why might you ask? Well, I got so much to talk about, it's gonna sound like I'm rambling. So you gotta make sure you stick with me. Now look, I do not ask for much, but I gave you an episode off. So I'm gonna need you to like the episodes, leave a comment, a five-star rating, whatever you may think is fair. But most of all, and most importantly, please share, because you and I are part of a tribe that needs to continue to grow. If you're listening to this podcast, chances are I might have your map. I might have hit you up. I might be potentially stalking. But please, man, subscribe for notifications. Follow your boy on the gram at Cool University, of course. So anything else you want to look for me, as for I, cooluniversity.com. Now that that's out the way, how are you? How you doing? Last episode, I got a chance to chop it up with my guy, GB. What's up, GB? Cigars and Whiskey Pod. My guys always hold me down. I'm just so happy. But we talked a lot, man. We talked about that 50 greatest rappers list by Billboard and Vibe. If you didn't happen to check it out, please go back to episode. Listen up, all right? But how you doing? I hope it's been good to you, like it's been good to me. I'm getting ready to go on vacation with the fam. Yeah, I need a couple days in the sun. Where I'm going, don't even worry about it. You'll see the pictures. You'll see the pictures when I come back. But yo, so, something funny, man. But I wanted to share something with you too. So, I don't know if you saw, but your boy Chris Breezy, he went on a little rant. You know, basically being like, yo, hey, a lot of people put their hands on shorties, but they still rocking. Now, I'm not a gossipy guy, so I'm not going to really get into all that. But he did share some photos, and he did point out Blueface. Oh, that's a whole other thing, but that's for somebody else's podcast to tell you about. But the reason why I bring it up is because this is hilarious. So I'm going to the record store, Needle and Groove. That's where I grab all my records from. Well, a good majority of my records. Shout out Needle and Groove. That's in Lynbrook, New York. Here on the island. And, you know, I'm bumping Breezy. Bumping Breezy. Love that album. Love that album. I tweet something out as I'm driving, tweeting and driving. Not a good idea. Please don't do that. Do as I say, not as I do. But check it. I tweet out, yo, at Chris Brown. Chris Brown's Breezy not winning a Grammy. Still some bullshit. I'm just saying as a hashtag. I tweet that out. I then take a photo of the tweet. I put it on my IG. I add him again with this particular tweet. That is at 12:06. I go back. I get my record. I head back to work. I come, you know, I pick up my phone at 12:49, 12:50. Breezy's going off, flicks everything. And I'm like, oh no, I hope little old me didn't push the button, didn't put the last straw, broke to Breezy's back, pause. Call it a coincidence. It's a coincidence. I'm going to say it's a coincidence, but it's a mighty, slim coincidence. All right. Listen, man, enough of my yapping. Let's just go on and do it. Let's get to our freestyle of the day.
Yeah, let me fix my motherfucking jewels right quick. I want to catch my drip. Fix your front furniture.
I just bought a new 4/5 for my man, just came from Atlanta, trunk full. He just got back from a road trip, gave me 2 cartridges, box of bullets for both clips. He said, you better buy a couple more, they gonna be so quick. I said, my nigga, when you sliding off? Cause I'ma do this jokes tonight, then I'm back tomorrow to buy them all. I took a loss, but now I'm back buying raw. Sell it for the shack, but I get it for the Brian Shaw. Letting off this Mac, got you niggas trying to climb a wall. I put the pressure on your shooters like Kawhi the Claw. And every verse, I'm applying more. Heard 6ix9ine testified, I ain't surprised at all. You do the walk-ups, my nigga, we ain't driving by. I brought Fleet with me and he been dying to slide. My nigga did 12 years for letting iron fly. Left when he was 16, he came home Zion size. My doctor mad that I wouldn't let him operate. I bounced back and I just made more money than my doctor make. Violating you, getting the surgeon and the doctor date. Sound like a helicopter landing, all the noise my chopper make. Ask if it's a problem, they won't answer me back. I'm courtside in Portland, Carmelo Anthony back. Really just came to see my plug, I go hand him the sack. I'm smiling like Anderson Paak when he hand me the packs, my nigga. Pull up in a gray spaceship, hop out, fake Asics, told Flea you gon' be rich. You just gotta stay patient. My bitch looking like a young Sinead Lathan, sitting ringside watching Tank Davis, Johnny Dane chain bracelet. Niggas mad cause I'm eating, then they can't take it. About to drop my album and the impact gon' shake pavement. If it's smoke, 4 goons pull up with K's waving. A lot of bullets thrown like when Brady played Peyton. Rock the designer to my drawers, nigga slide into the mall, but ain't finding this Dior. Nigga, we was in the trenches selling China by the store. Window watcher in the trap, Mac 90 by the door. In Houston, riding down Westheimer in the car. That cost more than what you signed for. Admire from afar. If you niggas run up on me, then I'm firing this rod. Chopper set you fuck niggas on fire. I'm the guard, nigga.
He's on fire. He's on
fire. Yeah, man, that was Conway the Machine, Big Griselda, aka Drumwork, is the new imprint. It's been a while since I came through with a freestyle, so you know good and darn well the freestyle had to be nothing but John Blaze. I couldn't come halfway, you know what I mean? I think that was a fire in the booth freestyle. Shout out Griselda, man. That freestyle of the day was brought to you by So What's the Scenario, the hip-hop based debate game. For 4 to 8 players, just the right amount of randomness, personal opinion, trash talk, strategy, and music discovery. It is great for any game night. And right now, if you use my code COOL, the COOL, you will receive free shipping. Before I move on, I wanted to remind you about my article. That's right. I finished up my top albums of the fourth quarter of, that's the last remaining albums of 2022. Music industry, Long Island. I'm a writer, boy, and I'm getting my writing on, yo. So if you have the opportunity, please, music industry, Long Island, please go check out my article. I worked really, really hard on it, and I have some cool information about the last remaining top ill albums of 2022. All right, man, let's get to some news. Victory lap from our folks. Our man, Nip Hustle. Yes. Yep. Victory Lap turns 5. It's been 5 years since Nip Hustle the Great released Victory Lap on All Money In / Atlantic. Now, Hustle wasn't a stranger to dropping music. He dropped a lot, but as he said in the interview, he learned from 50. 50 told him to hold out on dropping an official album, and he was like, why would I do that? I got music for days. And he said, well, without a sales history, they will have to pay you off potential and not your actual sales history. So that was like a genius thing that 50 had shared with him, and that's why, you know, we only literally got one official album now. Victory Lap did debut at number 4 on the Billboard 200. And of course, after his passing, 1 year later, the album made a resurgence back to number 2. And what's so crazy is all week I've been seeing how the songs now are individually going platinum. Now, as of 2020, I believe, a year later, the album was certified platinum. So That's really dope. 5 years old, Victory Lap. I did a dope video on the actual vinyl. You can catch it on my social media, Cool University on TikTok. I did a really, really dope from scratch video where I go through the packaging of the vinyl and, you know, talk a little bit about the album. Make sure you check that out, all right? Speaking of West Coast gangsters, now Ice-T's reputation as an OG original gangster is now set in stone. Why do you ask? How? What do you mean? I'm talking about in the form of a Hollywood Walk of Fame star. That is right. The rapper and actor was honored with a recording industry star last Friday. The Walk's 2,747th and 765, I'm sorry, 7065 Hollywood Boulevard. With a boastful message, you know, Ice have for the haters, talking about how much they inspire and motivate him. He was surrounded by his homies, Chuck D from Public Enemy, Law and Order franchise producer Dick Wolf. Pause. But it was great. It was great to see Ice-T, who dropped his debut album in 1987, Rhyme Pays. First of all, fire title. I'm looking for that vinyl. Anybody has it, please holla at your boy. But 1987, he dropped that. I was only 1 year old. That's crazy when I think about that. He's been getting it in since I was one. So, you know, he worked on that, gosh darn it, New Jack City. Did amazing on that. It's as far as his other shows. So, come on, man. Let's show a little bit of love to Ice-T. He's now a star recipient on the Walk of Fame. All right? Congratulations, Ice. I want to get to some music, all right? A guy that I like very much, Don Toliver. Apparently rolling out a new album, Love Sick. A little over a year from his last full-length project, Life of a Don. He got something new that's co-produced by Dez Wright, who produced Travis Scott's Sicko Mode, if you're not familiar with him. But he went and got Little Durk. He also went and got I'm G to the L to the O, Big Glow. Yes, Glorilla. It's called Lead a Club. And it should be played at loud volume only. CUNY Radio. Oh, baby, please. Bust it open, show me that. Oh, baby, please. Bust it for a real plan. Oh, baby, please. I want you how I want you. Oh, baby, please. I wanna lead the car right now. Tell your niggas in the cut the pipe down. Y'all, yeah, I ain't gotta take it to the head. She doing whatever to get in my bed. Got me like, here we go again. I wanna leave the club right now, babe. I wanna leave the club right now. I'm feeling this shit, it's thumping. But I'm finna get you out of here.
I'm off the mud right now. My bitch text my phone, leave the club right now. Make excuse, the kids need me, I'ma do it right now. Quarter ticket for the back end, going to court right now. They see, gotta watch her stories. Told me if I lie, then she probably turn a lorry. Your friends over though, when I pull up, we having orgies. I don't care if you fence the page private, don't record me. Call me, smirk, Richie my arm. I can't fuck a bitch who said some slick shit to Dom. No cash on me, I just had a scammer get a room. Innocent in the club, but she wanna try shroom. I want a cougar. Thirsty to leave, I'ma hop in a Uber. If you ever heard I fucked your friends, that's a rumor. But I
ooh, baby, please. Bust it open, show me that. Ooh, baby, please. Bust it for a real plan.
before you miss out. Come on, drunk, tell him like you better had a dick out. Wet flow sign is pussy, that's a warning, it might slip out. Getting back shots from my whoop the whoop, my nigga think I'm still out. He dig me down and took my soul, he trying to make me stalk him. Little dude, he know after I leave, I'm finna block him. Niggas gon' be niggas, who the fuck am I to stop him? Ayy, put me for a show, it's 40k for me to rock it on the gun.
Yes, Don Toliver, Leave the Club. That's got Lil Durk, Glorilla. What do you think about that? I like that, you know, the beat switch, I guess, is you know, Dez's little, you know, trademark. It's a fire record. Let me know what you think about that. Hit me up any way you can. Let me know what you think. Before we move on, I have to remind you, you know, I'm on the voice of Nassau Community College, 90.3 WHPC, every Thursday. Now, normally I would say 7 to 8 p.m. It's just like rolls off. But I am going to be moving. Okay. I have one show left at the 7 o'clock hour. Yes, it's been 2 years. But good news, I am moving to a prime time slot. Same Thursday. But now it'll be 9 to 10 p.m., giving me a little bit more time, a few more hours to scrape up brand new tracks, whatever comes out. I'm going to get my hands on a few more records with that space of time. So starting the 2nd of March, I will be moving the Play It Cool show, and it will now air at 9 p.m. I really hope to see you there. Quick news. Let's get to some news. I thought this was an interesting story. Maybe you don't, but I do. President Biden is asking Congress to crack down on massive ticket fees. Now, Biden said that Congress should lower the huge service fees that companies like Ticketmaster slap on the tickets for concert events and things like that. It could easily add up to hundreds of bucks when it's just supposed to be a family night out. Gosh darn it, Biden, you have a point here. Because these ticket prices are outrageous. And I have a job. Now, as a kid, there's no way I would have been able to see my favorite artists. There's just no way. Now, the president's interest in curbing these ticket fees is part of a Junk Fee Prevention Act. Now, this will take aim at four types of fees that are just extremely excessive. The cost American consumer billions. These American customers are getting charged billions of dollars a year for these things. Now, Ticketmaster and Live Nation are trying to escape the hot water right now. And this will really benefit fans who have somewhat abandoned live music venues after COVID. So I think that's a dope thing. President Biden, I don't know what you're doing in there, but I will surely commend you bringing these ticket prices down, because boy, oh boy, man, they are costly. Beyonce, talking to your ass. What else I got going on? I want to talk some TV, some hip-hop TV. You know I love me some hip-hop TV. Let's talk about this Wu-Tang, shall we? Season 3 of Wu-Tang is back on Hulu. It's a real fast forward. Because now the clan is off to the races as far as the start of season 3 goes. So happy that this is back. You can actually tell some more money has been put into it this season. You see the chains. It's more, you know, everything looking hot. They got the Wu Mansion. You feel me? They got, you know, they doing their thing. They dropped 3 episodes as of right now. I believe Wednesday, obviously, it will begin to come out. Wu-Tang Wednesday. But it, you know, it's showing how Ray's getting ready for his solo album and how Ghost kind of finds his way into joining him. And then the crazy life of Dirty, you know, they're showing the crazy life of Dirty, and you can see, you know, where the substance begin to kind of come into play, you know, really early in his life. But it gets mythical again. And I'm not going to hold you. I was too seconds away from turning it off. I'm not gonna hold you. I was like, yo, episode one, fire. Episode two, fire. Episode three, what is going on? But what's interesting is it found its way back to make sense. So this is said to be the final season. So it's sad, you know, but it's an amazing show. Please go if you have the opportunity. Check it out. Wu-Tang is on Hulu, man. Season three. Enjoy it while it's here. I want to get to some more music. One of the only full projects to drop this week came from Memphis rapper Big Scar. Yeah, man. A young man who passed away a couple months ago from an overdose. At just age 22, he was signed to Gucci Mane's 1017. Remember, the family had some choice things to say. Apparently, they had a chain and Gucci wanted the chain back. Nah, Negro, you ain't getting this chain back. Yo, you only sent this much bread for the flowers and da 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 da. And it's kind of like, you know, it's interesting that this would be the time that he would drop it. But Gucci raised the bar and put an album out. So I want to get to a record off. Yeah, this joint right here is called Skirt Skirt. And it should be played at loud volume only. CUNY Radio.
Let the band play.
Hold on, let me talk to him.
Hear this shit, nigga. I'm back.
Catch bad games, want me thump through him.
On the road, hit to the money, nigga, where I'm going.
I see him asking why I ain't going back for him.
Street racing, take hear the engine, I don't need a horn.
Cause my niggas out and my bag going. VVS diamond, got my wrist and my mouth going.
And we have emotion like Jiffy Lou. Still in the hood, smoking dope, me and Jimmy Lou's.
This what you hear when I come through.
I be getting money, nigga, what you doing? Chasing out the bitch, now you broke, made the niggas stoop.
This what you hear when I come through.
Taking bitch bread when I walk through.
Nigga made money, cause his bitch playing peekaboo.
And I got street crib and I don't brag on it.
Drive the new whip with no tag on it.
Throw the bitch boy, hit the dash and go fast on
it. And I don't wanna hit it, I pass on it.
Throw the bitch the guy, now they finna have a blast on
it. Start dancing for you in him like your last home.
Chopping like a nigga out his shoe, put a tag on him.
Toe tag on him.
Catch back ends, want me thumb through him.
On the road, hit it to the money, nigga, where I'm going.
I see him asking why I ain't going back for him.
Street racing, take you hear the engine, I don't need a horn.
Cause my niggas out and my bag going.
VVS diamond, got my wrist and my mouth going.
And we have emotion like Jiffy Lou.
Still in the hood, smoking dope, me and Jimmy Lou's.
This what you hear when I come through.
I be getting money, nigga, what you doing?
Chasing out the bitch, now you broke, made the niggas stoop.
This what you hear when I come through.
Taking bitch bread when I walk through.
Nigga made money, cause his bitch playing peekaboo.
Yeah, you know the gang rich and ruthless.
Everybody around me, yeah, they getting to it.
You ain't get no money, little nigga, what you trap doing?
I was in the streets, I adapt to him.
Police saying nigga never see me give a dap to him.
That right there was Skirt Skirt from our guy Big Scar and his posthumous album, The Secret Weapon. Gucci Mane himself right now is under a bit of scrutiny for dropping this project so early after his passing. But I think a young, not so established artist like this, it's kind of the best option. All right. 17 songs, but just over a half an hour, so really short records. I gotta say this, one golden voice this young man had. Got a real mellow Memphis style. Funny enough, to be so young, there was kind of like a sense of maturity within the stunting raps. You know what I'm saying? Spoke a lot about leeches and, you know, getting leeches away from him. So it might have been a lot going on within his life. Features Gucci, Pooh Shiesty's on this. You got Key Glock. So he did spread the vibes around a little bit. I really love the production. Hard hitting beats. Authentic trap. Really beginning to give an identity to what the new South Memphis sound would be. Did some punching in, like most of the new guys, but it was clean. He was not running into his lines. He was allowing them to breathe. If I had to nitpick, I would say his deep tone of voice didn't always mesh with the amount of bass that the beats were given. So you probably could have had to adjust a speaker or two. But once you got that level together, man, the Dre was hard hitting. Listening to the drug references in the raps after a person passes away from use is always a tough go. But I was able to, you know, kind of compartmentalize that and just enjoy the vibe. But a lot of bass, hard-hitting trap music. It dropped first quarter, so it had a chance to breathe on iTunes. And I could have seen this dude making his way in the business, especially if that voice would have had the opportunity to mature. But what do I know? Please go stream the Don Toliver record I played earlier. Please go stream this Big Scar, The Secret Weapon. Artists, if you want to get your music featured on CUNY Radio, please hit me up at cooluniversity@gmail.com. I want to give a quick shout out to my guy Johnny from The Art of Heaven at the station WHPC. Gave me the opportunity to sit with him and gave me a real lesson on some Christian hip hop. Not going front, it's some dudes out there with the bars that are praising the man upstairs, and I can really truly respect that. I really hope you enjoyed the show. I go by the name Corey Cool, and I represent Cool University. You can find me on the Voice of NCC 90.3 FM, where I play Cool every Thursday. A new time, though, I will be moving to 9 o'clock on the same day that's taking place in March. All right, so I was 7 to 8 p.m. I am moving myself to 9 p.m. If you're not in the Long Island area, don't worry. Download the iHeart or Odyssey app and search WHPC. Good news, if you can't catch it live, I got replays available of the Play a Cool show. Those are now on SoundCloud. You cannot miss the greatest hour in hip-hop and R&B radio. I need your email address. I want to get back to the writing. I want to get back to the Cool newsletter. Special articles by me, written by yours truly, with playlists and show updates. Shout out to my guys at Cigars and Whiskey Pod. The episodes drop Tuesday and they go live on Fridays. I'm just behind the camera. Don't forget to check out this week's endorsement. And yeah, follow your boy on the gram at Cool University, of course. All right. Make sure you subscribe for notifications. So from me to you, have a great day and party responsibly. See you soon.
That was so good.